When was the last time that you went to go see a gig? I'm not talking about a full-blown concert. I'm talking about a gig. You know the drill. A smallish venue, generally underground. Trendy groupies cutting tickets at the door. And the frontman of the band that you're about to see is getting a beer at the bar next to your friend. Live music took another blow a couple of weeks ago when the iconic Sydney venue, The Basement, announced that it was shutting its doors because it was no longer viable to continue in the Circular Quay location. Management have signaled that they may be open to looking for a new venue space in the future, but that hasn't stopped most Sydneysiders from mourning its loss. It was, after all, described as the beating heart of Sydney's live music.
So The Basement is where I did my first ever gig. So I happen to love it, obviously. I'm quite nostalgic about it.
This is Kat. She's a colleague of mine.
I'm a musician on the side. I play saxophone. I've been playing saxophone since I was a kid.
Many Sydneysiders have fond memories of the place.
And, you know, that was when I was too young to get in the basement by myself. And, like, so we had to have parental, well, we didn't even have parental supervision. We had to get, like, our workshop leader to let us in.
Over its long life, The Basement has played host to so many esteemed musicians. For one, there was Kat's band, but also the likes of Herbie Hancock, Dizzy Gillespie, Neil Diamond, and Prince. Even hip-hop group De La Soul did a gig there.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes, or is it just my daylight soul?
Now, like, you're losing an iconic venue. It's just like another sort of salt in the wound, I guess. Yeah.
Sadly, The Basement's closure is just another in a long line of high-profile Sydney venues that are going under. Hugo's Lounge, Soho Nightclub, The Midnight Shift, and of course, Bar Century. Forever the darling of Sydney's youth. The last 4 years has seen a string of live entertainment venues close up shop. So, what happened?
You know, the thing is, every city is constantly in a process of adaption and evolution.
This is Councillor Jess Scully.
I never fail to have a good night when I go out.
And she's got a pretty good track record of being across Sydney's art scene. She founded the Vivid Ideas Festival, worked with TEDx, and currently sits on several local art councils. Suffice it to say, she knows what she's talking about. A couple of nights ago, Reddit user Charles in Gauls posted a picture of Circular Quay deserted on a Saturday night. It's a pretty dire scene, almost like something out of a post-apocalyptic zombie film. Last month, the New South Wales Parliament held an inquiry into the state of Sydney's night economy. With over 400 testimonies, it was almost as dire as the picture on Reddit. One case at the inquiry reported that New South Wales regulation prohibited popular Surry Hills bar, Goro's, from having a small disco ball hanging in their venue. Another mentioned a Vivid Festival party that was shut down before 9:30 p.m. due to noise complaints.
You know, it's bad that things have got to the point where we need to have the inquiry, but it's great that it's happening, and it's great that this conversation is on everyone's lips. But you're right. I mean, there are some ridiculous regulations, and I was sitting there listening to this testimony at the inquiry, and I was blown away. Let's make one set of rules and let's make one process so that we can start to have a little bit more of a rational approach and maybe not such specific and odd restrictions, because I was shocked to hear some of those things as well.
And then, of course, the famous Sydney lockout laws. Potentially one of the most controversial legislations of the Baird government.
What's happened in the 4 years since the lockout laws is that we've seen nightlife shift. We've seen nightlife shift kind of south and west in the city. We've also seen conditions change in the CBD.
The lockout laws have been cited as having devastating effects on Sydney's nighttime scene, with 1:30 a.m. lockouts, 3 a.m. last drinks, and a tough regulation around sound. There is no doubt that they've been a bit of a buzzkill.
I think the lockout laws are a problem.
But Jess doesn't believe that The Basement was just a victim of the tough laws.
The Basement is very different. It has had a different sort of a musical focus, a different sort of clientele. It's in a very different part of the city. So it's difficult to kind of say that this is connected to the lockout laws as much as I think the lockout laws are a problem.
It's a nuanced argument, but it makes sense. As problematic as people think they are, the lockout laws haven't been the only problem in Sydney's live entertainment scene.
What we need to think about here is people's journey in a night in Sydney. Where do you go? Are there a cluster of venues that you can go to? You know, there are parts of the city that are really thriving. If you look at Newtown, if you look at Redfern, they've been transformed in the past 4 or 5 years. But somewhere like The Rocks and that Circular Quay part of the CBD may not have had the same sort of transformation. And a lot of these changes, like with the basement, I mean, these are commercial decisions that have been made by commercial operators. It's really not up to government to go in there and say, you have to stay open. What we can do, though, is say, well, look, businesses seem to be thriving in this area. We're seeing a lot of foot traffic. We're getting feedback from people that they want to go out in these areas. How can we make sure the regulations aren't getting in the way of a new nightlife precinct developing in different parts of the city?
If venue closure is just part of a nightlife cycle, where does that leave us as the music-loving, entertainment-craving denizens of Sydney? Are we the problem for not patronising our venues enough?
In general, there is a bit of a defeatist kind of negative attitude towards Sydney's live music scene.
This is my friend. He plays in a pretty high-profile band, and you've probably heard his killer work on your radio recently. He's asked to stay anonymous, so for the sake of that, let's call him Sam.
If everyone feels that Sydney's live music is, say, inferior to Melbourne or Brisbane or Perth, whether it is or it isn't, if we all feel that way, it's going to be.
One thing is that we like to compare the scene now to what it used to be back in the heyday. Those kind of attitudes can be self-defeating and actually stop nightlife from evolving, adapting and innovating in a time when the way in which we consume music is doing exactly that.
I was saying before when people are comparative, I think a lot of people are comparative with what live music was as well. I mean, people have a higher expectation of what constitutes quality entertainment because we're spoiled for it.
Sam says that in order to stay alive, music venues need to be catering to our heightened appreciation of what entertainment actually is in today's day and age.
If done well, I think the venues that do it best offer some sort of experience. Like, it's not just the live music. The live music's part of it. It's a piece. Places like Frankie's.
Just down the street from the basement.
They make sure they book good bands. They don't book bad bands. They book bands that have it together. But they also have survive after years of being at it. They've got a reputation.
But it's not just the live music venues that have to adapt.
So we've got this group of experts, industry experts. Some of them are young people. Like, we wanted to make sure that we had people under 30 represented on this panel. We want people who are music producers, festival producers that own and run venues and bars. And they're going to be sort of our brains trust. So every time the city is reviewing a policy and when we look at the feedback from this late night premises review, we're going to take it to that panel and we're going to ask them for their input. So we get people who live and breathe this stuff, who work it every single day, get their feedback before the city makes any changes.
The City of Sydney is actually taking quite a humble approach to reinvigorating Sydney's nightlife. A new venture of theirs relies on the consultation of key stakeholders from the live entertainment community.
The kind of the big game here is the late night review. That's the thing that we're going to be working on for the entirety of 2018. And that is the real opportunity that we have to say, this is where fun should happen to how late in these parts of the city. So it really is our one shot. These late night premises control plans are reviewed every 5 to 10 years. So if we want to have input into where late night happens in Sydney, this is our shot to make it happen.
But most importantly, it's up to us as consumers of live music and entertainment in Sydney to keep the scene going. People like you and me, we're the real game changers here.
It's so true. Like, you know, you can be out there on your own going, hey, people care about this stuff, but we've got to have the numbers and we've got to get people's voices heard. And I know sometimes it can feel really just kind of dispiriting and disempowering and you can think, oh, how can I change this stuff? But the reality is there's more people out there just like you who really care about this stuff, who want to see nightlife happen, who want to go out and experience and create culture. And we've just got to make sure our voices are heard. I think the best nightlife is still to come. And while there's life, there's always creative expression. While there's cities, there's always going to be a need for social life and creativity and expression and relaxation. And I know that where people are going to find a way, it's just our job now to help them to do it.